question. Because it is not outlined precisely as it affects you does not mean that the principle does not apply. If you are the husband or the working wife, bear in mind that compulsive over-involvement in activity at one stage and almost indolence at another applies regardless of whether you are running General Motors or scrubbing the kitchen floor. If you are a child listening to this book, it should give you a better understanding of what has happened to you and how it has happened. It should also give you some idea of how you can help yourself to get out of the situation. If you are a child of one alcoholic parent, it might be a good idea to share this audiobook with your sober parent. If you do not have a sober parent, it may be time to start looking for an adult whom you can trust. If you can't do that for yourself, write me in care of the publisher, and we'll find you a way. If you are a parent listening to this book, you will probably go all through it and understand what relates to you and what you should do, and you will close the book and say, "But God help me, it's my kid. There's got to be something more I can do. If I had not been a failure as a parent, this would not have happened." It is so hard to step away from our children and see them make mistakes in their lives, regardless of whether they are 10 or 50. I suggest to you that you read everything you can on the disease of alcoholism. Look at your extended family to see if alcoholism is part of a family trend. Until you can begin to accept the fact that you did not cause your child's disease, you cannot be of any help. You will only beat yourself into the ground, and you will accomplish nothing. Worse than that, you will close off the lines of communication because your child will be unable to handle the pain he or she sees in your eyes. If your boss is the alcoholic, you may want to take a good hard look at whether or not you are willing to work in that situation. You will be working with someone who will undermine your self-confidence, and when you are scrambling to get your act together, will criticize you for not being more aggressive. This book should give you an understanding of what is happening. Only you can estimate the damage that can be done to you. You may decide to use it to your advantage, but I've never known anyone to outmanipulate an alcoholic until the final stages, where the disease is apparent to everyone. A friend of mine has an alcoholic son who is no longer drinking. He decided about 6 months ago to join a religious cult which very heavily brainwashes its membership until they become robot-like. 2 months ago, he returned home unaffected. His mother was flabbergasted. I said, "Why be surprised? You know as well as I do that nobody tells an alcoholic what to think." When his mother asked him to explain this seeming miracle, he said, "I took what I liked and left the rest." To those of you listening to this book, I would simply say, take what you can use and leave the rest. Not everything said will apply to everyone, but at the very least, you will have a better understanding of the enemy, alcoholism, and some of the weapons used in the war against it. It is important to realize that the enemy is alcoholism. It is important to realize that even though the book is about the alcoholic marriage, it is not a male-female issue. It is important to realize that even though the book uses the traditional female role model, it is not a liberated, unliberated female issue. In my office, I have seen men and women, old and young, black and white, Christian and non-Christian, gay and straight, professionals and laborers, rich and poor, urban and rural, single and married, and in various combinations thereof. One of the things that I am likely to say at the first interview is, "Before you tell me what is happening, let me tell you." The response is always the same. After the initial shock has worn off, the vocal cords once again begin to function.
"How did you know?"
I know, because I understand what happens to the family of an alcoholic. I know, because I recognize that it is not an issue of men versus women, or traditional versus untraditional lifestyles, but of the power of the sick over the well. This illness is a great equalizer. The people who should be stronger or wiser or more tuned in fall